Hello and welcome to the Living Strong Ministries podcast.
Here's your salad, sir.
Thank you so much. Okay, guys, before we eat, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just come before you right now, and we thank you so much for this food. And Lord, we just ask that you... Oh, wait, waiter?
Yes, sir. How may I help you?
Hey, could I get a cold pork? This one is hot.
Sure.
Yeah, thanks. Lord, we just ask that you would be here in the midst of us.
Here's your fork, sir. Can I get you anything else?
Can I get another soda while you're at it? Great, thank you. Lord, we just pray that you would be here with us, and our conversation would... Great. Thank you very much for the soda, sir.
You're welcome.
Lord, let our conversation be pleasing to your ears. And Lord, we just dedicate this meal and this time to you. Oh, waiter. Oh, one more thing.
Yes, sir.
Could you give me some more bread? Thank you so much.
Okay.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. That was a good prayer, Billy. Thank you very much.
Ah, no problem. Wow, what a prayer. I wasn't sure if he was ever going to get through that one. But let me ask you, did that hit a little too close to home for you? Have you found your prayers easily interrupted? Maybe the phone rings and you chase the phone and ignore your prayer time. Have you tried to pray in your prayer closet but only found yourself cleaning it instead? Listen, life can be busy in and of itself. But if we find that our communication and conversation with God is suffering, even at the point of taking a back seat to the waiter at the restaurant, then you've got a problem with your prayer life. Scripture says in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, to come boldly to the Lord in prayer. And Psalms 37:4 tells us that prayer is a delight, and the Lord desires to hear our prayers. So listen, the next time that you find yourself to have a divided attention in your prayers, shut off the telephone, shut off the television, and tell the waiter you're going to have to hold on just a minute so you can have your time with God. Remember, the Lord yearns to have this time with you, so delight yourself in Him. My name is Joe Prainito with Living Strong Ministries, encouraging you to live strong.
Visit our website at www.joeprainito.com. That's www.joeprainito.com.